Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yom Yitzchak Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment in Perspectives on Challenges. We were speaking yesterday about the concept of calling out to God in times of need. It definitely makes sense to mention a famous idea that Rabbi Victor Miller, Zichron Levracha, used to frequently speak about, which is we need to talk to God during the day. We need to regularly be talking to Him during the day. The calling out to God at a time of need could very well be in the formal mode of prayer. It could be in saying a parak of Tehillim. It could be just talking to God. It could be just stopping and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm really nervous about this meeting. I'm really nervous about that conversation I just had. I'm really nervous about this doctor's appointment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help. Please just help. That's talking to God too. And to be honest with you, for many of us, it might be an even more meaningful way of talking to God. I don't mean, heaven forbid, we shouldn't speak to God within the formal prayer setting with passion and with our specific needs. But it's fine and good to quote-unquote talk to God during the day. I have something I try to do. I wish I was better at it. In regular day, we hear and read about so many distressing things that happen to other people. It could be that we're checking the news online. It could be someone calls and shares something with us. And it's so normal. We hear it. We say, oh, that's so unfortunate. Maybe we take down the person's name from Misha Beirach, and then we move on to the next thing. So I try, again, I wish I was better at it, but I try. When the conversation ends, before I move on to whatever my next thing is, I just say a parak of Tehillim. Say a parak of Tehillim that something should go well for the person. I think it's meaningful. I think it's a good way for us to actualize our concern for others. And we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos. It's a very, very important thing. On a general level, we're talking so much about prayer. So what is a person supposed to do if they want to pray for a specific thing, a specific need of a person, themselves, someone else? So, of course, we know in the Shemona Esrei, the Bracha of Refa'enu, there's a section to deal with those who need to be healed from illness. Traditionally, we say the person, the child of their mother. Generally, when we're trying to arouse divine mercy, we use the mother's name. I am a big believer. People ask me this all the time. I'm a big believer that God knows who we're talking about. So there are many, many times we don't know the person's name. We don't know the person's mother's name. You know, if we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything should be well for, you know, John Schwartz, God knows who we're talking about. He actually knows who we're talking about better than we know who we're talking about. But that's one thing. It's always good to know in Shema Koleinu, there's an insert in Shema Koleinu, specifically a bracha for Parnassa. For financial well-being. And then generally we say that before a person takes three steps back at the very end of Shemona Esrei, a person could talk about whatever is on their mind. And I want to emphasize, it's fine if it's not in Hebrew. It's fine if it's in English. Also just something I think is worthy to discuss. I don't think we mentioned this earlier in this series. There are many times we don't know what's right. We just know that we have a need. I think it's fine to not ask for a specific, God, please do X for me, please do Y for me. I think it's fine and probably better to say, God, I have such and such a problem, please help me with the problem. God's pretty smart. Again, smarter than we are. There's a phrase I sometimes use in my personal supplications, which is God should provide me'iras einayim, literally a lighting up of the eyes. God should provide clarity to us. He should make our path successful. He should provide clarity to us as to what we're supposed to do. There is also an idea of making inserts within the bracha of Shema Koleinu before the words Ki Atah Shomea near the end of the bracha. That also can be in English if necessary. That we're generally taught that should only be very brief requests and only things that are very pressing. So more general things, the standard practice to say it before one takes three steps back at the end of Shemona Esrei. But these are some of the ways, just in our regular day-to-day prayer, that we can utilize and include what we're asking for and really beseech God to help us. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.